Hello, hello, and howdy neighbors. You are listening to The Goat, KYGT LP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM here in beautiful Idaho Springs. We can also be streamed at clearcreekradio.com. Tonight's show is Howdy Neighbor. I am your host, Misunderstanding, otherwise known as Bobby. I have been trying to wrangle up some senators downstairs to come up onto the show and chat with me tonight. So I'm going to play a nice long song by one of my favorite long song bands, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. But I did want to let you know that tonight's programming on K-Goat is supported by Mountain Moonshine, a full-service liquor store at 2812 Colorado Boulevard in Idaho Springs. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Please, enjoy this show. I'm a little frazzled coming in. I didn't really catch the whole show, so if anybody was listening in and wants to give us a call, chat with me or with whoever I can go check back in with downstairs, we can do that. We can call and chat. So 303-567-4628. Give me about at least 8 minutes, okay? Just give me 8 minutes at least. It might be 10, might be 13, okay? But I'm going to play a long song, and we're going to love it together. It's a great one. It's called Dripping Tap by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It is an 18-minute song, so please buckle up and enjoy, and I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to K-Goat. This is Howdy Neighbor. I am in the studio with George Marlin. I did a little intro earlier. We're chatting just about everything, I guess. Well, I invited you up from the Clear Creek Town Hall that was going on not too long ago. And I'm sure you're quite tired, so thanks for coming up.
Yes, and good to see you, and always happy to take a few minutes and chat on the radio about what's going on. So yeah, we just had a town hall. It was our state legislators, Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Leslie Smith, and our district attorney, Heidi McCollum, and the three county commissioners, myself and Rebecca Lloyd from the East End, and Jody Hartman-Ball from the West End of the county.
Mm. Okay. So there were a lot of folks that I had never met, and I did meet a lot of people very quickly. I was like, do you want to come up? Why don't you come chat with me on the radio? Because it's a great time. I love being up here. It's a very nice time. And we were just chatting about doggies. Because you gotta love the critters. And sorry, let me take a moment here. I do have a couple postings to read. If you enjoy what you're hearing and you think community radio is worth supporting, please consider making a contribution to help us stay on the air. We are a community-based volunteer radio station. Donations and sponsorships keep us going. There are several ways to make your contribution. Click on Donate Now at the top of each page on our website, clearcreekradio.com. Set up a regular payment of any amount through PayPal, or mail your check payable to Clear Creek Radio to Box 1419, Idaho Springs. That's P.O. Box 1419. Clear Creek Radio, Inc. is an exempt 501c3 charitable organization. Your gift will be tax deductible. Keep listening and help us keep community radio alive and well in Clear Creek County. Thank you. Oh, that is nice. That's the first time seeing that posting. So yeah, you know, it's a very special place for many people. It's really, I think, a key component to our community. I was chatting with one of Dylan Roberts' aides earlier, and he had said it's really cool that not a lot of the communities that they go to have radio stations, that they play the town hall over the air, which I was listening in a little bit on on the way in to the show tonight. But I did miss a lot of the topics, so if you want to go over that, I'm sure a few of us would appreciate it. Oh, and, you know, just as something to let you know, and I think it's probably obvious, we are a call-in show, too. So if people want to ring in and chat, maybe you felt like you had some questions. I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, George. I really don't.
No problem.
I know you've had a long day, and you've already answered a lot of questions, and you weren't planning on this, so thanks for your time here. You know, we can talk about anything, but our call-in number is 303-567-4628. I like to talk about goats, if you like goats.
I do like talking about goats. And yeah, if you're out there and you think about calling in, that'd be great. So yeah, it was a good time. We spent a couple of hours. The mixed town halls are nice. And by mixed, I mean, you know, we had state legislators, we had the district attorney, and we had the Board of County Commissioners. And they're nice because you get to kind of see the themes that emerge from the different types of government trying to solve things and work on things. And you know, the theme of the night was very much, as we made our opening statements, the legislators were saying, well, it's going to be a tough year. We cut $1.2 billion out of our budget last year, and we're going to have to do major cuts again this year. And the district attorney McCollum said, you know, well, it's going to be a really tough budget year for us because there are a lot of federal grants that we used to be able to rely on to do things like take care of victims. You know, when you're a victim and you want to go to court to either maybe you need to testify or maybe you just want to see the proceedings, the district attorney's office is the one that makes sure that you have a safe place to go, that you know what the court dates are, mm-hmm. all that stuff. And so she was talking about her budget challenges. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you're in Clear Creek County and you've been listening to what's going on in county government, that's been happening for a long time. It's worse now. Because of all of this federal instability. So that, I think, is the theme is governments, the state government, the local governments, I think we're trying to figure out how we can invest in ourselves here in Colorado for the services that we need, because not sure we can rely on the federal government in the way that we used to. And so that was, I think, kind of a telling thing for me, taking away.
Mm. So what do you think about that?
I think this is the time for voters to give themselves better options. We live in a state where people choose what kinds of taxes they want and what kind of rates they want. And I think it's called Tabor. Mm. And we can make Tabor a lot better. Yeah. By giving voters real options, right? Right now, I mean, like, our ambulance service is funded with a sales tax. So what that means is that we're charging taxes on things like diapers and food, and so that we can go save your life. And saving your life is important, right? And so that's why the people supported that tax. At the same time, the rafting companies are paying a tax rate of zero. Doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, so, sorry, I honestly don't know what Tabor is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tabor is it's in our Constitution. It's called the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, and it does some things that we know about, that people generally know about and like. Like, you vote on tax increases, and that's a good thing. The other thing it does is restrict the types of taxes that governments can propose. There's a whole lot of other things that Tabor does that don't make a lot of sense. Mm. And so we just need to make it better.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to grill you a little bit, because do you know, like, the history of Tabor? Like, so it came to be in our Constitution, Taxpayers' Bill of Rights?
Yeah. I mean, it was like the late 80s or the early 90s or something. Doug Bruce was a very rich man who spent a lot of money to get this passed. And
when you say 80s or 90s, 1800?
No.
80s? Okay,
no,
1980s.
No.
Sorry, I'm like,
1980s,
history.
1990s.
Tabor.
And I mean, you can draw a pretty straight line from where we were in Colorado then to where we are today. And we've got some work to do to figure out how to invest in ourselves. If you look at the state of Colorado, you pick the issue that you care about, you can find out that your state is spending less than our neighbors on that issue.
Yeah,
almost any issue.
Was tuning in, Roberts was mentioning like K-12.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's huge.
Schools, I mean, we had a person get up tonight to talk about what the school district is up against, and they're facing huge, huge challenges. They've been underfunded, right? And higher education and transportation.
Yeah,
and
so
where
is this money going, I'm wondering? We have a repeat guest. This is Sharon Bailey. Let me see if I can make this work with the real thing. Let's see. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hey there, Bobby. Actually, I have my husband here, and he'd like to ask the representative a question.
Sure. Let me make sure that we can all hear you all right. I think there's a way that I still have not figured out of how to connect you with the phone, but give me another a hello here.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you all right. So this is Sharon Bailey. You've been on the show before. You're a citizen, and you've got, well, we're all citizens, neighbors. You have your husband on the phone, so we have a question for George. George, are you ready for this question?
Yeah, hi. This is exciting. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was just wondering, we've actually had a Flock AI camera installed at the roundabout on the east side of town, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the proliferation of these AI-enabled cameras that can track our movements?
Good question. I know what you're talking about, Bobby. I don't mean to interrupt you, dude.
No, go for it.
Okay, so for everybody listening, Flock cameras are cameras that use AI software to, I don't know if you can quite accurately call it facial recognition, but to look at license plates and they're called license plate reader cameras. And some concerns like you know, local governments have been buying them and putting them in. And Georgetown installed a couple. Clear Creek has bought a few. I think one has been installed on Highway 103, and then two have not been. So that's the update for where we're at with Clear Creek County. I think the one you mentioned maybe is in Georgetown.
I think there's one on the roundabout in Idaho Springs.
Oh, so the city of Idaho Springs may have also put them in. My take on the flock cameras is that you will hear from law enforcement that they are solving murders with these camera networks, and that's a good thing. I also think that it's really important that if we're going to use technology like this, that it's well regulated, and I'm not going to make the claim today that it is. I actually think you'll be seeing some legislative conversations this year, because our privacy matters, right? It's kind of a foundation of our society. And there's some disturbing information that's being unearthed about who can potentially use this data, what they're able to do with it, and stuff that not even law enforcement leadership likes. And it, like you can hack these cameras. Apparently, these cameras, at one point, maybe they fixed it. I don't want to, you know, I'm not giving anybody instructions, but apparently these cameras can be hacked, and you can like see where the cops are, and that's not safe for our law enforcement. So I'm rambling, but basically I think it's a tool that I would like for us to be able to use, and I think we need serious regulation to make sure that it's not used against the citizenry. I was listening to somebody who said no matter who you are, at one time or another in your life you end up at odds with your government, and you just don't want them to be able to, you know, like, your privacy matters. Does that help?
It helps. I appreciate your perspective. Thanks.
So, yep. It's a... What does Flock mean?
It's like the brand of this tech company. So, did I get that right?
I don't know. Do you know what Flock is? Is that the brand name of the company that sells these? Oh, did they? They might have hung up.
Oh,
they got their question answered. That's cool. Well, maybe they. I don't know.
Good to talk to you both. I would definitely keep your eye on the Colorado State Legislature for more on that one.
Yeah, because I know there are things like facial recognition warrants. You know, if they're looking for folks, they can submit a warrant to even just like, I think. I don't know all of the details, but I know that's a thing, and. That's it's a little funky, but Flock reminds me of like birds, like we're watching the flock. But
I think that's what they intend with the brand, right? Because it's a national network of cameras.
Yeah.
And the way that these contracts work is that like the Clear Creek Sheriff's Office has cameras.
Yeah.
We're supposed to own the data from those cameras.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, it's not supposed to be viewable by people that we don't allow to view it.
Sure.
But you're talking about like a entirely new category of law enforcement capability.
Yeah.
This is beyond like I've got a CCTV camera and maybe I can go look at 5 hours of footage, right?
Right. This is real time. Probably your face, everything's being watched by. AI is involved, right? So
you can search for someone's faces, and they have found, for example, that like one of the things they learned how to control this software is, well, you can't let people search for people without clothing because those cameras can find that. And so like there is work to be done here.
Oh,
for sure.
My gosh.
And because we, you know, yeah.
No, it's kind of crazy. It's already like rolled out without regulations in place, right?
This is how this country has been approaching the rollout of technology and AI for quite some time. You know, something pops up, we go, wow, this isn't very good. We, you know, go try to regulate it. There's similar conversations about right now about trying to AI as used in decision making and saying, you know, if you're going to use AI to like give someone a credit score or make a decision that affects their lives, like there's got to be some rules around that, you know?
It's beyond my scope of knowledge for sure. My radio name is Misunderstanding, by the way.
That's awesome. So yeah, the town hall was good, and it was good to hear from folks. I mean, I would say the concerns from the crowd ranged from, how are you going to fund our services, and are you housing immigrants in your county jail for ICE, which, by the way, we are not. We are not allowed to, and we would not, because we tend to imprison people in this country who are convicted of crimes. Or credibly accused of crimes. Anyway, from that to, hey, this truck is making a lot of noise on the road, and I need you to do something about it.
Well, having worked for the victim advocates, sorry, but we have so much trafficking through this county. Human trafficking is happening on our highways because we are we have the whole country's traffic line. Like, we're a beautiful, amazing place to visit, and you can fly right to California. You're on your way, and I mean, that's for anybody, right? So we have a population of, what's the Idaho Springs population?
Idaho Springs is around 1,800. Clear Creek County is like 9,200.
Okay, and what's our traffic?
About 20 million cars a year?
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of, how do we control this? And I think maybe there's a level of genuine, disturbance between how we, self-regulate. if I were to see somebody, committing a crime, I don't know. There's so many individualistic ways that we could be improving, but also we are an interlocked community. I did ask one person that I was inviting on the show, I just asked how it went, and they wrapped it up as basically we're gonna have to localize everything. We have to, for our funding, just being together, staying together, because I don't know. It's scary. And I have a lot of guests on, and we talk about the mountain effect too, where people come up and they think it's it is a big playground, right? It's very inviting and welcoming to be here in nature. And then, but we're bringing with it some really unsustainable, forces that are just, I don't know. It's a lot. How do you trust that this thing that's not even regulated is, being put to good use? And I mean, your concern of safety is huge. If somebody can hack into this stuff, what?
yeah. And I don't know that those vulnerabilities still exist, but there's they basically did not handle, from what I can tell, some vulnerabilities that were pointed out very well. So yeah, but this is the other thing that is just always comes out to me. This is a scrappy community that we have.
We are go-getters.
we can solve this. We can solve this stuff. It will be okay. And we will figure out as cities and counties and a state, how to keep taking care of people, because that's what we do.
So Dylan Roberts had mentioned something on the last bit that I heard about charging, us having a huge decrease of income tax rates, and then the top 10% are charged more. Is that a thing that's down the line?
This is a proposal that people are working on that is, this is a statewide thing.
Okay.
And I think if you want to learn more about it, I would look up the Colorado Fiscal Institute might have some information, or you can just Google Colorado graduated income tax, but it may make your ballot. I really like this idea. I think this is the most exciting thing that we can do for ourselves that we've done probably since Tabor was passed. And so the thing about Tabor is right now everybody is taxed at the same income tax rate. And so if you have a lot of wealth and a lot of income, you can hire the accountant, you can use the loopholes, you can bring your tax rate way down. Bobby, I'm looking at you. If you're you or me, you're just paying that tax rate.
About half of my paycheck.
And so, yeah, about 30%, right? And it's just locked in. It's about 30%, and you're just paying it. Or I guess your employer pays 15. But anyway, the graduated income tax is if you earn more than $300,000 a year, your income tax goes up. If you earn, there's a middle portion where taxes will stay flat, and then there's a portion below that in terms of income where you would get a tax break. And so if I told you that you could lower taxes on most Americans, I mean on most Coloradans, and only raise taxes on like 10% of the wealthiest Coloradans, and raise between $2 and $3 billion, which by the way is about the amount that the state will have cut out of their budget over the last couple of sessions, would you be interested in that? I would.
Well,
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I mean, I just don't understand how everything works. I literally like don't get it. Why are we like? I just don't understand. But I do know, like, even like $300,000. I mean, that's like, if you were to, I mean, say you did an extra great job at your, you know, salesman job, and you get there's plenty of people that you become the next tax bracket up, and then you have to pay, like, it's just, it becomes a bigger struggle, you know. It's not the way to survive, you know what I mean? Like, there is a lot of work to be done.
There is a lot of work to be done. And, you know, and like, people have different philosophies on this, and but it's important to know that, like, let's say that this is passed and you earn $299,000 this year, and next year you're going to earn $301,000. It's only that last $1,000 that you pay that higher tax rate on. Everything else you pay what you used to pay.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, this really is about, and in Clear Creek County, I mean, Colorado in general, but in Clear Creek County, like, if you've spent time working in the service industry, and I think you have, I have, wow, you're talking about earning sometimes less than $50,000 a year, and you're supposed to have a car and pay insurance and raise kids and have a home and
do well at it.
Right.
Not like what? That we put a lot of expectations on ourselves, and I mean, this is coming down from a lot of angles.
Yeah. So something has got to give, and somebody was talking to me, I was just talking afterwards, and they're like, yeah, you know what government is, right? Government is the things we decide to do together. And there are things that we can decide to do together. And it's like making sure people don't starve. You know, that's really, really important. And we spent almost 3 weeks, just a month ago, wondering how we were going to pull that off. For the first time in my life, not being like, oh, yeah, well, you know, go get food stamps if you're hungry. All of a sudden, that program had evaporated. And so we need to be prepared for that. And, and it's time to take these conversations seriously. Yeah. Well, not like people haven't been.
What are the struggles that you're noticing the most?
What do you mean? Like, among people, or?
Well, I mean, like, okay, just to humanize us, we both service industry, right? We're both people. And your job is full of, you know, like you just said, spending 3 weeks focusing on how do we address this problem? Like, what are some of the main struggles that, like, because I do believe in the power of community, and like more people knowing about what's going on is, like, I honestly thought it was a pretty good turnout to the town hall tonight compared to other things that I've seen sometimes. So I don't know.
I mean, I see a lot, like a lot of different versions of people trying to make it in this economy. And it's people who retired, and 20 years ago, their retirement plan, the math worked. Mm-hmm. And now the math doesn't work, right? And it's because property values have gone up, and it's because cost of living has gone up, you know? And so like, that's one version of what I hear a lot about. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot about families who are trying to find childcare, and they are like driving into the metro area to one side of the metro area for the childcare center they can afford, and then driving somewhere else to go to work, or not going to work because they are stuck at home with their kids. And so I see that, like, families in this community coming up here and finding out that it's a really, really hard place to raise a family in. And we can do better than that. And we're working on it, right? But so I see that. I see people who just barely earn enough to make rent. And in spite of the fact that they work hard and they're good at their jobs, and they can like piece it together without a crisis for maybe even a good handful of years, but then their car breaks down.
Man.
And that's the camel that breaks their back.
Yeah.
And so like all of a sudden now they're on the roundabout, which is great because that program exists. They're on the local
right.
bus service so they can get to work.
Right.
And that's how they piece together. So those are, I mean, basically what I see is a lot of people that, are innately aware that the math is just showing that we don't right now live in an economy
mm-hmm.
in a society where very many people who are willing to go to work every day and be good at their jobs can leave work with dignity or an ability to, you know, meet their financial needs. We haven't even talked about vacation, but that'd be cool.
Oh my gosh, I know, like, it's always a tenet of mine is I want everybody to be able to go home to their family and sleep well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, life is already hard enough.
But we can figure this out. Like, these aren't, the solutions are out there.
They're, yeah, what are some of the, like, actionable solutions that have been tossed around?
I mean, it's about setting the rules so that people can compete, right? Like when your employer knows that they can treat you like you cease to exist when you walk out the door, and they can get somebody else to walk in the door if you don't come back, and they're not going to offer you very much money, you know? And so we got to figure out how to get wages back up. And 'cause the middle class hasn't gotten a raise since Ronald Reagan, you know? And it's not because Ronald Reagan gave you a raise, by the way.
Mm.
I didn't mean to say that.
Mm.
Well, so, you know, I mean, that's my take is that it's about fair taxation. It's about meaningful services and it's about strong rules that protect workers.
Mm. I mean, without us, we're nothing. We need to take care of us, you know?
And at the local level, like the county government isn't going to solve all of this. Like, now I'm just waxing philosophical. At the county level, it's about having a good staff team that really, really cares. And I think we do. And just, you know, trying to do a good job, like on the basic stuff, taking care of people's roads, you know?
I mean, that is what we pay for. That's like when, so government, one moment. I need to remind our listeners that you're listening to Clear Creek Radio, 102.7 and 103.9 FM, The Goat. The show is Howdy Neighbor. I'm in the studio with your county commissioner of which district again? I'm sorry.
I think they call it District 1, but it's the Idaho Springs district.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Cool. George Marlin. And it's call-in show, 303-567-4628. We've been chatting about the state of things.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to like come off as all dark, right?
There's a lot to address. There's so much that it can feel overwhelming, and like it's how does one person do it? No, like you mentioned, somebody had mentioned to you the government is what we choose to do together. We need to choose wisely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it might be time for a little bit of a break. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this, but do you have an artist that you like? A musician?
A musician that I like?
Yeah.
I have all kinds of musicians that I like.
I'm glad.
Are you asking for a request? What are the genres you've got on your list? What can I request within?
Let's see. How's like 90s grungy, rocky, punky?
I mean, what just popped into my head was that Nirvana song.
Okay.
You know the one.
The Smells.
Yeah.
Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. I don't know why that just popped, because you said 90s and you said grungy, right?
Yeah, true. So we're gonna play this song and take a little break. How's that feel?
Feels great.
Okay, good.
And actually, I think I'm probably not going to be here on the other side. It's time for me to go have dinner.
Okay, that's totally fair.
But thank you for the invite.
I'm glad that you get to have dinner.
Yeah,
you
know? it's exciting.
Enjoying your nice evening.
And it's cool. And thank you, caller, if you're still listening. Thank you for calling. I got my eye on that. Let's keep our eye on it together. We've got some work to do there.
Thanks. Thanks, George. It was a pleasure to have you on, and I appreciate your enthusiasm to jump up here and hang out. So I'm going to play It Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, and yeah, we'll have a nice time. All right, enjoy.
your name tag. I said, Jenny, I'll go step to you with a fish peck of gum. And somehow I knew you were looking for some. Oh no, like a fruit that's right for the picking. I wouldn't do you like that, same could chicken. Cause only you got a thing that I just got to get with. I just got to get with you.
Sympathy for you, girl. Cause I'm a full-grown man, and I'm not afraid to.
All right, welcome back to Howdy Neighbor. That was Deborah by Beck. I hope you all enjoyed the lineup there. Crazy, interesting interview I just got to have there with George Marlin, the District 1 County Commissioner. Wow, things are just kind of, it's a little much. I almost was like, maybe I should ask him more about where he grew up. More music that he likes. It's a lot of, it is a lot of stress to have one person. I mean, it's not one person. That's the point of, like, why we're supposed to have so many people in government. But, like, man, it's just being, I mean, you got to represent if you're being a representative. And that's a lot of people and a lot of varying opinions. And, you know, I love everybody. And I want everybody to just, you know, have a great life. And, you know, it's hard figuring out how we do that, but I'm glad to have the chance to talk about it. And, you know, I'm thankful for Sharon for calling in. That was a great question, because holy moly, magoli. Well, you know, I feel like if things kind of go rogue, then hopefully we'll, you know, if that AI flock, whatever, camera... that I don't really understand totally. I shouldn't just dismiss it, but it's like, it seems a little, like definitely got to keep our watch on that, and make sure everything goes smooth, and we take care of each other. That's, I like to take care of each other. So I've got another post here. It's about the Dude Talk dinners. Hosted at the Club Hotel, 1601 Colorado Boulevard, Idaho Springs. Second Monday of every month at 6 p.m. So next one's going to be on January 12th. There's one on February 9th and March 9th. And, yeah, bringing men together in a relaxed, non-judgmental environment to enjoy dinner and talk openly about life's challenges. Man, we all need to do that. That's... I don't mind... I don't know. I'm glad I'm here on this show and chatting and connecting with people, and it was really nice for everybody to be so nice to me as I was like, hey, you want to come up and talk about everything that just happened, and we can talk about our lives and get to know each other. Like, all right, okay, silly lady. I'm glad that Georgia entertained me there, because it's fun doing this show. And anywho, I am going to play some more music that I like, because I like it and I want to share it with you. But I do also want to make sure that I give a shout out to Mountain Prime, which is, well, programming on KGOAT is supported by Mountain Prime. And they are... Sorry, I want to make sure I say it right for everybody to know what's going on. Mountain Prime is a modern steakhouse in a historic town. Enjoy high-quality food, amazing views, and a high-end atmosphere at 1600 Miner Street in Idaho Springs. MountainPrime.com, or find them on Facebook. Whew. All right. Well, folks, I'm going to play a nice song called Rhymes Like Dimes by MF Doom, and we're going to hang in there and play this together, because it's a fast one, and it's fun. It's a good time. I want some of that. So here's some good music for us.
Hey, yo, y'all can't stand right here. In his right hand was your man's worst nightmare. Loud enough to burst his right eardrum close range. The game is not only dangerous, but it's most strange. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but brag about the broker time. Joker rhymes like the issue, just having to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they in a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, a hot joker like Spades game. Came back from 5 years laying and stayed the same set. Electromagnetic field, it blocks all logic. Spock and G-Shock's a biological clock. When I hit it, slid into the shitter, thought I killed a goose. Her power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen this shit again, but he's still my dunny. The only thing that come between us is krillin' money. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash will brag about the broker times. Better rhymes make for better songs. If that is not, if you got a lot of what it takes just to get along. Surrender now, suffer serious setbacks. Got get back, connects, wet back, get stacks. Even if you got to get jet black, head to toe. To get the dough, battle for bottles of Mo or Joe. This fly flow, take practice like Tybo with Billy Blanks. Oh, you're too kind, really thanks. To the corner lost forever like, oh my darling Clementine. He hold his heart when he telling rhyme. When is his time, I hope his soul go to heaven. He nasty like the old time, old number 7. You still taste it when you chase it with the Coca-Cola. Make a wish they could erase it out the Motorola. I told her, no credit for a bag. If you want what they got, then go get it, it's all gag. Only in America could you find a way to earn a healthy buck and still keep your attitude on self-destruct. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash but tell about the broke times. Joker rhymes like the is you just happy to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they ain't a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, high joker like Spades game. Came back from 5 years lane, stayed the same, saying. Electromagnetic field will block all logic. Spock and G-Shock, a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the shit, I thought I killed a goose. A power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen this shit again, but he's still my dunny. Only thing that come between us is krillin' money. We sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash but tell about the broke times.
Beautiful song. Very nice. We got another song. Here we go. This is Blue Balloon by Ween.
hovering down the big blue balloon. Can the father's arm reach the child above the clouds, so's to dance the day up high, away up high, above the blue balloon? Blue, blue balloon, my soul calls to you. Now she's a sweet surprise, an orb wide, accepting all. Beating along the paths of polar caps and icicles, she melts into the earth and blows the air back to the central. Blue balloon.
Exciting stories ever told, because it's about you, and you are one of the most important things in this world. You.
She ride cause her testament has been day one. A nigga got trust cause she been day one. Day one's done, build a fam, Bruce Lee, so we K-I-S to B-S, goodbye. Damsel in distress, so I stress, good guy. Tarzan and Jane, more like Bonnie and Kareem. Could you be my sugar water, tonic and cream? Put the dean in my yard like religion and king. And Diamond, you a sight, like unidentified rim spinning in the night. Me without your balance just wouldn't sit right. Like written wouldn't be past tense without the pen.
If it wasn't for you,
that's
if it wasn't for you,
remember.
If it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you.
Hey, because of you, my little lady named Fame, people spot me like nerves spot pain. You put the S on my chest and inside my veins. Before that, the darkie had to smile for them to see me. Now them same kids who used to diss wanna be me due to me being down with you. Hooked up in 82 plus 6 when you gave me my fix. You fixed my house and banking accounts. You fixed me up with too many women account. Only right for you to have your side niggas too. And even when you don't come back, at least when you was here for me, the world cheered for me.
If it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
I love you.
Pam, you my mom.
fucker. I'ma hold you like piss. Even when the itchy burn make me wanna let go. There you go smudging, see, acting mad funny, but you kissing loose leaf, so I can't be mad. You my confidant, when I couldn't tell pops that report card came, you signed off with me. So when the checks come, you'll be signing off with me. But when I'm dead and gone, will you sign off? Oh, paper mate, you light like paperweight, but you pack it can make tattoos turn. And when it's mush time, you be there like a man. In my hand, spilling my heart with your blood.
If it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
you're my firstborn, my little Capricorn kid. Slid in this world at 1 pound, 8 ounces. My miracle baby, grown into a little lady so fast, like pressing the gas while the tape bounces. Through you, me and your grandfather grew closer. I understand now all he tried to give for me. I want to give it to you the same way, but sometimes fall short and you still look for me. I just want you to know, I may not show all the right feelings and say the right verbs, but you're my little black diamond and always shining in my heart. And that's way beyond.
If it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you.
You've been with me on the inside, homie. Pumped life in me ever since I was a knee high. I knew I had heart. Ain't gang related, but you relative to blood. AB negative, you represent love. Though you break like Pringles, you're heroic in your size. You made David beat Goliath, you heartbreaker. Broads love you on Valentine's Day, Quaker. Brought beats to my chest before hip hop. Let's take this time to remember.
If it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for you.
Was If It Wasn't For You by Handsome Boy Modeling School. You're listening to Clear Creek Radio, 102.7 and 103.9 FM, The Goat, KYGTLP, here in beautiful Idaho Springs. We can also be streamed at clearcreekradio.com. Programming on K-Goat is supported by Bojo's Pizza, home of the famous Mountain Pie, the true Colorado-style pizza at 1517 Minor Street in Idaho Springs. Find out more at bojos.com. Well, folks, it's been a lovely evening. I'm glad to have been able to make it into the studio tonight, hang out, meet some new faces, get to know a little bit about what the heck's going on in this world. It's kind of craziness. It's crazy. Very crazy, and we're going to hang out and talk about it and make things work out for our advantage, because we are capable human beings and we are strong even at our weakest points. So let's stick together, hug your family, give your dog a pat on the head, my goodness, they deserve it, and yeah, give yourself a big hug, get some good food, drink some water, have a good night's rest. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their week, and I hope to see you back next week, maybe with another guest and some, maybe we could get some new sponsors too, we'll see. But anyways, love you all. Have a good night. I'm gonna send you out on, of course, the one, the only, MF Doom with Churn Suka. Sleep well.